Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Jack. AJ Brown on the line? He's on the phone?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Brand new afternoon show, 94 WIP. Ike Reese there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. And I did mention before that there is an apology that Jack owes to an executive of a professional sports team in Philadelphia. You ready for this, Fritz, or what?
Yeah.
So Jack said repeatedly over the last several weeks that Daryl Morey doesn't know what winning players look like. And he hasn't gotten any winning players, and the roster stinks outside of Maxey and Embiid, and yada, yada, yada. And then we get to a big game last night against the team that was in the finals last year, the Miami Heat. And who happens to come through to carry them for several quarters, get them back into the game in a position to win? Nick Batum, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Kyle Lowry, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Kelly Oubre, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Paul Reed, a player that Daryl Morey re-signed.
Mistake, by the way.
Buddy Hield, who, by the way, has stunk, had 6 assists last night, was getting on the ground for rebounds, and played a good game. If we can't at the same time say that they don't have winning players, but then also the rest of the players on the team won the game last night. So I ask you, Jack, are you ready to publicly apologize to Daryl Morey for your takes?
Why do I have to apologize for one game? Like, it was one game that they showed up. First off, I always said Batum was a winner. Lowry's a lucky thing. I mean,
what's lucky?
He wanted to come home. He wanted to come home in his age 38 season when he retires. So he gets no credit for that. Oubre, not ready to give in on Oubre yet. He's had a good little moment here. Toby's is his fault, too. He could have got rid of him multiple times.
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could.
You need two people to trade. You need two teams to
regardless,
trade.
Buddy Hield.
Was great last night.
He stinks. Come on, he stinks. We don't have to do this after one game. I'm just letting you know.
Are you ready to apologize?
No, Daryl Morey cannot find winning players. That's in my take vault.
You just listed players that you agreed as, oh, we're doing that already. Wow, Jack, what's the take vault?
So the take vault,
okay,
for those that are wondering.
Well, they'll play the sound.
Okay.
Okay, what's the take vault?
That's a pretty hefty door, too.
That sounds like the top 100.
Does it? I don't know. I grabbed it off YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you find most of
the
stuff.
NFL Top 100 when they unlock the...
Oh, that does sound like that.
That does sound like
that. That's a good call. So the take vault is like something... Obviously, on this show, we have take integrity. and we try to stick to our takes.
Right.
So, you know, some days you throw something out there, don't fully believe it yet, and you're not sure you want to put it in the take vault. The
okay.
take vault locks the take in. And if you want to get the take out, you're begging for forgiveness. Sorry, Daryl Morey, you really do know how to pick winning basketball players. It needs majority to get taken out of the take vault, or else that's going down with you.
So you say he can't find winning basketball players. It's in the take vault. If they win the next three series and all the role players are great, you'll be begging us to get it out of the take vault
yeah.
so we can stop picking on you.
Correct, yes.
But we have to agree that it comes out of the take vault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the take vault. And we did agree that the arbitrator at the end of the, if you guys split on if I should be allowed out of the take,
yeah.
take vault, Joe Giglio.
Well, he's a takesman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a
takesman. Hold on, my freedom relies on Joe G?
Yep. So
on some level.
He would not have let you out of the Wentz take.
I definitely would not have let me out of the hell.
Do you
hell,
think
I'm still not let out of it to this day.
Now, it's not going to go in the take vault clearly, but with the Tobias take, would he be allowed? Would that be allowed out of the take vault?
No, he's in there.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I want that in the take vault.
Yeah, he wants the smoke.
Listen, I'm going down with the ship. Tobias last night gave us a hard 9 points. Played 30 yeah. some minutes last night. I mean, he was exhausted. Couldn't finish the game. Coach recognized.
Is that what happened?
Yeah,
he was tired.
Coach recognized it, and you know, got him out of there. I mean, you see the defense he was playing.
Two of the worst three-point misses I've seen in the NBA in my entire life. The air ball missed by about 3.5 feet, and then the one in the fourth quarter.
That was bad.
And I give him credit because he was laser-focused on that three. He didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
It just bounced straight off the backboard. The side.
It was a rocket.
It was wide right.
Yeah.
It's like Scott Norwood three-pointer.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. Got nothing for you on that one.
And now there's an alleged Toby Burner account scandal.
Uh-oh.
That's reached Twitter.
That's not me.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's his brother.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Or his dad. Yeah. His dad's his agent, right?
Also, somebody's out there.
His brother is active in DMing people who talk bad about Toby.
Ah, did not know this.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Like Matt McGloin's brother when he was here.
Matt McGloin's brother.
Dude, Matt McGloin's brother used to fight with all the beat writers about how good Matt McGloin was. It was unbelievable.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
This is his brother, I guess.
Well, and Okafor's dad.
Well,
I remember Okafor's dad. Yeah.
What was his
that.
Name again?
What was his name? Begin with a J.
Chuck
name?
Woody, right?
Chuck. Yes.
Was it Chuck?
I think the full name was Chuck Woody.
Yeah, I think it was.
Wow.
215-592-9494.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Chuck Woody?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like that deserves a drop or something. 215-592-9494. Do you feel more encouraged or less encouraged about the Sixers after last night? Oh, boy. Here we go. Get ready for a ride. Everybody strap in.
Mm-hmm.
Herb from Northeast Philly is on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Spiko, Iko, and Jacko. That's your names. What's going on, boy?
What's up,
Herb?
What's happening, Ike Reeves?
You got it, brother.
You're hot. What do you got, A. Brown coming on soon?
I'm assuming if we were to keep talking about this matter with A.J. Brown, he would wind up on here with us at some point.
If we push hard enough, yes, I think so.
Yeah, I bought my plane ticket yesterday, $1,317, two weeks in Brazil.
Oh,
what
so
happened?
you're going to the Brazil game.
Yeah, you should have got me on with Brian Baldinger. I think when I get home, I'll go call NFL Network and see if he's out there working. So I can tell him that I'm going to Brazil.
What are you going to do in Brazil?
Maybe he'll meet up with me. Yeah, I'm leaving on the 7th. And I'm night of the 15th.
So 2 weeks in Brazil is a long time. What do you have plans out there yet, aside from the game?
I'm going to Rio. Yeah, I'm going to Rio on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the game. I'm, you know, chilling. And see, I've never been to Rio. I've never been to these cities, but I've been to Central six times. I've been to Costa Rica and I've been to Panama. So, you know, I'm familiar with things around there, you know.
Mm.
So,
if you could take a trip to anywhere on Earth, where would you take a trip?
Where would right. I've been to Israel. I've been all over the country. I've been to Mexico a dozen times at least. I mean, probably next year I'm thinking about going to Spain again because I've been to Spain. That was like 1986. So I'm thinking about Spain would be a good trip. If you want to, they got beaches in the southern Spain. You would like it. Your wife would like it. You go to Madrid, go to Barcelona, Madrid, and then Costa del Sol.
Did you know that Detroit is in Japan? Just kidding.
Detroit is in Japan.
Nah. It was something from yesterday. Sorry. So last question, Herb. If you could take a trip, if they had like manned space trips to Mars,
right?
Would you go to Mars?
Nah, I ain't doing that stuff. I just do airplanes. That's it. None of that.
No
stuff.
Spaceship. Yeah, okay. Rockets.
No spaceship. Nah.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
We got tomorrow. There's a concert.
Bad Bunny.
The concert, yeah, the Bad Bunny or whatever. And then we got what do we got? We got I'm working up in Ben Salem on Saturday. I got wedding shuttle I got to do. And then I watch the game. I watch the Sixers game at some restaurant while I'm eating dinner.
Well, Herb.
Sunday, I guess I'll be off. I'll be working at the Wells Fargo next Wednesday or next Thursday and next Sunday.
Sunday, maybe you golf with Ike.
He's going golfing?
Yeah.
What, you want me to be his caddy?
Yeah, you can drive the golf cart.
Yeah, I can do that. Where's that at?
We'll talk off the air.
Thank you for the call.
Call me up. I agree. Call me up.
All right.
All right, Herb.
All right, brother.
Easy, brother.
All right. Take care. Have a good night. See
you. Yep.
I got to say, the Herb call was a C.
Yep. Well.
I let him break all the rules.
Yeah.
I let him break all the Bill of Spike rules.
Yeah, which is.
Didn't work out.
Well, you got to give him, it never works the first time you talk
to
him.
Okay, all right.
So you're going to need a few of these before you get a rhythm with him.
You got to know his ticks.
Yeah. Okay. He's
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Don't worry.
Okay, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'm just saying.
It gets better.
Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Go Guida door and window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Joe in South Philly is discouraged after last night. Why is that? Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for having me on. And I could talk about the Sixers or I could talk about an awkward moment.
We'll do the awkward moment second. Let's do the Sixers first. Yes, sir.
I went to the game. I'm pretty excited. Seeing a quick little start. I don't know how you don't know how to adjust to a zone. It just with their passes was so directed to who they were passing it to. I didn't think they were going to come out of it. So the 10-point lead landed to 15. And MB looked very exhausted, like you guys talked about before. And we got lucky. We got real lucky. Imagine if they, you know, he's half the person he is healthy-wise, and Maxey scores a little bit more. You know, I mean, the bench has really just pulled us through, you know, like you guys discussed. But I got good hopes for them. I mean, I think they got a little depth this year. It's going to be tough, but I got good hopes for it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like anyone who does not feel the way that I feel after watching that game, everyone who doesn't feel encouraged, I understand where you are. All I can say, the only thing I can offer you is we've seen games like that, and most of the time they don't win them. They don't pull through, and sure. B doesn't come back in the fourth and do that. Though that was very different than what I'm normally used to watching from the Sixers in the playoffs. I know the play-in doesn't count as the playoffs, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
My first game all year. My first game all year.
Well, it's a big win.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. And I walked out very, very happy.
So
it was awesome.
The morning show side question today is, you know, give us an awkward situation. And the prize is an Eagles 2024 draft hat. And you're qualified for a grand prize to win a Jalen Hurts Midnight Green Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. Joe, give us an awkward situation.
Store in 1995, opened up, a lady comes in. Hey, you know, we recognize each other. I'm waiting on her. I take her order. I finished doing her repair. I said, you look great. What did you do? And she said, I'm not. I'm like, what? What do you mean? And it was her baggy shirt, the way she was leaning on the counter. I turned from 5'11". I shrunk so quick. I grabbed her hand. I said, I am so sorry. She says, that's okay. So now I don't even, somebody could be sticking out. I don't care if they're 9 months, 8 months. I don't even ask. I don't ask no more. And I couldn't wait to talk to you about it because it haunts me the rest of my life. I mean, it haunts me the rest of my life. I'll never do that. Like Ike was saying, you know, some things you just learn to keep quiet about. Yep. And it less is more. And I was like, I grabbed both of her hands. And literally, like, I was so embarrassed. And she says, that's okay. I mean, I could have got somebody that said something nasty to me or I can't believe you said that. She was good with it. And when she left, my whole day was ruined. And it's still, I mean, so many years after, 30-something years, it's still with me. So well, I don't even entertain it no more.
Thank you for the call, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank
you. Well, maybe, you know, first of all, two lessons in this.
Yeah.
Lesson. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Okay. Two lessons. Lesson number one's easy.
Yep.
Lesson number one is if you see a person, see a woman who you think is pregnant, just make sure before you say anything.
Yes.
You have to ask someone else, whatever. Just
get a sonogram before you say something.
Be sure. The second one is
yes.
if you are mistaken for being pregnant, might be time to look in the mirror.
Oh,
ooh,
no,
boy.
No, you did not say that.
No, at one point, though, not on your second one, on your first one.
Yeah.
When you, it also could be rude to not, like, if they're pregnant.
Nope.
Nope, women, no. Like they, no. I know what you're saying. You're saying if you don't congratulate a
right,
woman
like,
who's pregnant
yeah.
or what have you, yeah.
So you have to wait for them to say something first? I mean, listen, eye test is still king. You can tell.
Well, yeah. until you can't.
Dude, let me tell you, I got another quick story. This happened, I want to say last year or maybe last year, I think. So I'm over at, I'm going to keep the places unnamed so because
okay.
people listen. So I'm at an event, a fashion event, right around the corner at Boyd's.
Okay.
So, you know Charlie Mack. And so they're hosting this fashion show. It's like a soft opening to the fashion show he did later in the year with the Eagles players and everything else. Long story short, there are some important people there, including a councilwoman.
Okay.
Who I got a chance to meet. And I thought the person she was with was her son.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And it was her husband.
Right.
So, I did the whole.
What did you say?
My pleasure to meet you, you know, and is this your son? And he's like, no, that's my wife. And she's
ooh,
like,
boy.
No, that's my husband. And dude, you don't know, I must have felt like I was 3 feet tall after that. I couldn't apologize enough for the last 30 minutes that we were there. Literally, I think I was bugging her. Like, because she had told me, oh, it's okay. And she laughed at it at first with me and everything. And, you know, but then she saw, I was like, listen, I'm sorry. I had no clue. That was stupid of me. I should know better than to assume something like that. And not thinking, obviously, I just clearly said she looks older than he is. And maybe she is, but she certainly isn't old enough to be his mother.
Right.
Yeah, because he was probably, I would say, I'm guessing, mid-30s, maybe late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
So you thought she was, what, 70?
Not 70, right? But maybe 60. Either way, this is needless to say.
Yeah.
That's the last time I did that.
Now, did it tip you off when they were kissing deeply?
They did not do okay. any of that. they didn't. Yeah.
Gary and Vineland.
That was bad.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
That was bad, man. Yeah.
You know, you're just off. You're better off never saying anything
just,
to anyone.
It really is. You're just better off never saying anything, man.
Hi, how you doing?
Yep.
That's it. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Spike, sorry to bother you at work.
Ah.
Yeah, it's not on your list. Not on your list.
Yeah, it's not.
So, yeah, never assume, never ask, never unless, unless they have the invitation in their hand that says, you know, baby shower. Nope. How do I look in this dress? Wonderful. You're not even turned around. Yep.
Yep.
So what are you thinking on the Sixers last night?
I'm excited, man. I think they could, you know, if they keep playing like that and B gets a little bit healthier, Maxie gets less scared-er. I think we could take it to the next step. They gotta win at some point, right? I mean, my God, what are the odds?
Well, unfortunately, they don't have to win at some point. You know, I thought that, and apparently that's not how it works. I thought it was, and apparently that's not how it works, though. But I'm encouraged. The Embiid injury thing, if it's the injury, this is the only thing that really, really sucks about the play-in is if they weren't in the play-in, he could have had another week to just, you know, get his win back or the knee to heal or whatever it is. And having that game, luckily they don't have to play tomorrow, but having that game in the middle of it kind of screws that up. Do you have an awkward situation?
Yeah, it's basketball related. I was winter practice playing for the JV team in high school. And this is back in the days when you had to use a payphone. And my dad came and the coach asked me and a friend to stay for the varsity practice. I told my dad, you know, go home, I'll call you back. He said, no, I'm staying. Yeah, about half an hour later, he came in, cussing the coach out. Don't you know how to tell time, you idiot? And a lot of expletives. And long story short, the varsity coach came down to the JV cut day to personally cut me.
Oh,
yeah, it was kind of harsh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yes, it did.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, man. Well, thanks for giving me some time at work.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Gary. Gary, of course, referenced the Bill of Spike, the new rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. Had mixed reviews online, I would say.
And I love how everybody tags me in the tweets about either getting out while I can or they're praying for me. They hope for the best for me.
You would think that the rules were, you know, everyone's got to jump off the roof and everyone, all the rules was get to the point and don't ask how we're doing. And then everybody's like, boy, Ike, I feel so bad for you to be involved. Poor Ike, we're thrust upon you.
Meanwhile, I encourage these rules.
Yes, I didn't want to say that. You don't hate the rules.
I do not hate the rules. I don't.
Coming up next, a brand new segment. Of course, at 5 o'clock, there's a top 5 at 5, which is Jack Fritz-centric.
This is around the time where I start taking over the show.
We have another Fritz. You get the ratings in. All of a sudden, that mic's open all the time. Of course.
I was told this is a 3-man show.
It is. I'm saying the
show. Oh, my goodness.
At times. Coming up next,
you gonna do more rules for me?
Well, I might.
This bill is spike on when Jack can talk.
You can have amendments to the bill. So coming up next, a new Fritz-centric segment on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.